The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Welcome back to the KJS Show, where we celebrate the finest in South African jazz. And today, we have the honor of sitting down with one of the true luminaries of the genre, legendary bassist, composer, and educator Carlo Mombeli, who has been, you know, at the forefront of musical innovation, pushing boundaries of sound and storytelling through his deeply evocative compositions and performances. Most recently, he played a pivotal role in curating the Wits Piano Festival, a breathtaking celebration in the country's rich jazz piano heritage and its deep connections to European classical traditions, featuring an extraordinary lineup of local and international talent, including the likes of Carl Shepherd, Africa Mkiza, and Nduduzo Makatini. This festival was a landmark moment in honoring the legacy of the piano as both a jazz and classic instrument. But Carlo's journey doesn't stop here. He is now preparing yet for another major event. In fact, two major events. That is the Journey to Jazz Festival in Prince Albert and the Jazz in the Lights in Johannesburg. Of course, where he will be once again gracing the stages with his signature sound. And of course, we are thrilled to have him here on the show with us to unpack these monumental moments, his approach to curation, and what lies ahead for him in the world of jazz. Of course, Kofifi FM, please help me welcome Carlo Mombeli.
Very, very much. I'm very, very happy and very proud to be on your show. Ngwako, it's a pleasure for me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with the Wits Piano Festival. I mean, it was a remarkable celebration of both jazz and classical traditions. And as you reflect, you know, with us, what were some of the standout moments for you, both as a curator and as a musician?
One of the standout moments for me was the support that it got. First of all, you know, never mind the artists, but the fact that three nights completely sold out. We had to even put more chairs in there for all the genres, from our South African gurus, Africa, Kyle and Nduzo, you know. And then I was wondering, what's the turnout going to be on the Sunday afternoon when we put on the classical? We had three German musicians come over, and we ended off the festival with a musician from Berlin playing contemporary South African compositions. And contemporary means nothing tonal. It's like walking through the forest and hearing birds, you know, where birds and walking on the beach and you hear the sea and a seagull goes above there. That's contemporary, where and people loved it. It was packed to the brim. That was the highlight for me, that people are thirsty for this type of a festival. You know, we've got piano festivals in South Africa, but they all competitions. You've got piano competition festivals, but nothing to really celebrate the actual performance of the piano in this way. And that was for me a highlight. And then, of course, the performances themselves were, you know, we've got the thing that laid this on was that we have a fairly new venue at Wits University called the Chris Seabrook Music Hall. And it's designed for acoustic chamber music, for the acoustics in there. If you look at the pictures of the place, the wood, the way it's designed, and then there's the most amazing piano. Everybody that plays it says, this is the piano, this is the one. And I said, okay, well, if we've got this venue and we've got this piano, I remember when I lived in Europe for a while in the 80s, 90s, and in Munich there was a festival called the Münchener Klaviersommer, which is the Munich Piano Summer Festival. And there's many piano festivals in Europe. And I thought, why not in South Africa, where we've got such a distinct South African piano sound, world-renowned, Becky Moseleko Tukurova, Moses Tawa Molelekwe, Abdullah Ibrahim. We have such a sound, you know. You know, we should actually have a guitar festival as well, because we've got such a unique guitar sound and that's voice. Fine. There are choir festivals already, and the Skatamir festivals. But we need a piano festival dedicated to South African pianism, and of course I brought in European. We have to honor the European classical styles. The piano was, after all, invented in Italy in 1700, but people forget that there was, you know, if we look at the tradition of where the piano came from, there's a lot of it came from Africa with the marimbas, the strings from the kora, well, of course, the harpsichord from Europe, but it goes further back than this. So we need to put it all together, and that's what this festival is about. And I then thought, oh, okay, well, Vits Music wants to put this on, but we're going to need a sponsor.
Yeah.
So who's been sponsoring the arts? Who's got the Young Standard Bank Young Artist Award for the last 40 years sponsoring that? Sponsoring the Joy of Jazz? Okay, let me approach Standard Bank. They were the first people that came to my head because I've seen what they do for the arts. I called up some people that I know Standard Bank. We met at Stanley Avenue, yeah, in Johannesburg, had a delicious juice. And it's amazing what you can do with the power of a really good a ginger and apple juice. I mean, that just brought this whole concept together. And we spoke about it. And you know what? Without hesitation, they just jumped on. They said, yes, let's do it. And that's why it's called the Wits Standard Bank Piano Festival. And really, I'm so super grateful to Standard Bank to go with this. And I'm super grateful to Wits University that jumped on board. So we've got Wham. I don't know if you know Wits Art Museum at Wits University on the corner there.
Yeah.
It's an incredible art gallery right in Braamfontein, in the center, you know, of the hub of Johannesburg, and Standard Bank also got a role to play there. They have been sponsoring that art gallery. So, I think Wits is cutting edge in a way. It actually is. We teach jazz, we teach African music, we teach classical music, but myself, my own music, I don't see myself as any of those. I'm genreless, if you have to listen to my music. Yeah. That's how I want to be. I don't want to be a jazz musician or a classical musician or an African musician. I want to be a musician that specializes in this or can play this.
Yeah.
Because for me, music is more about a genre. It's more... Music is about connecting the planet in a language. And now we have this festival that's going to build from here.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's just going to take off every year. It'll be something on the calendar for the people in Johannesburg.
Oh,
Wonderful festival, and I love the passion, you know, that you speak through, you know, the institution that has become an umbrella term for arts in the city, you know. And this festival this festival was not only supported by, you know, institutions like Standard Bank, but the Goethe Institute and the Instituto Italiano di Cultura, you know. And in your words,
we had a pre-launch to the launch, let's put it like that, where we had the we invited guests, press people and stuff like that. And at that festival, we had two Italian musicians play in the venue. Of course, we have one piano, but they specialized in four hands and one piano. And it was amazing. And it was quite fitting that we have Italians playing on at a piano, opening up the festival on a piano that was invented in Italy.
In Italy,
why not?
Looking at the next edition of the festival, you know, with all these seeds that you've been planted now, you know, what could be in store? If you can share, you know, what can we expect in the new year?
Oh, we've got so many great pianists here. All right. Doesn't stop at Kyle. We've got... Tandin Tuli, I could ask, Bokani Dai, Yonela Manana. There's so many great pianists, and I still want to bring classical musicians onto the festival, but I want to start hooking in to some of these international gurus of piano. You know, the eight team of the international outside South Africa. It would be fantastic if we could start bringing some of these international artists over. And it's quite amazing. I was in Munich, and not only they had these like tiny little festivals. I remember there used to be a festival for avant-garde music, and they would bring in, like, I saw the most craziest people at this festival. I saw Ornette Coleman and Bill Frisell and all these these musicians happening at this festival. The piano festival, I saw Chick Corea, so Herbie Hancock in duet with Bobby McFerrin. I could never get into the Keith Jarrett festival because that was always sold out within 30 minutes. So I stood outside the door always and listened. So there are these tiny little niche festivals, not big ones, you know. And what I like about the smaller festivals is... you go in and you see the concert from the beginning to the end. In other words, when an artist can prepare, you know, when an artist prepares something, they prepare it like we prepare a recording, like a vinyl or something. You have an opening chapter, the start, and then, you know, the introduction to the book. And then you have the different chapters in the book. And then you have the finale, how it ends.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing about smaller festivals. You don't have people wafting in from another performance late or quickly leaving before the end of the performance to try catch the next performance, which happens on the bigger festival. The bigger festivals has its perks because you got so much
choice.
You have so much choice, but I can tell you now the smaller festivals also have a great perks. So, for example, we're going to put on two or three pianists. We started now with two pianists on a day where you pay one price. So, for example, Kyle, we had Kyle Shepherd on. And then there's a 5-minute break or 10-minute break. People stay in the auditorium. So Kyle plays for 50 minutes. You may give a little breather, 5 minutes. And then the next performer comes on. Same price, 250 Rand. But you, it's basically like one show. Yeah. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah.
And no microphone, no microphones on that piano. That piano is unplugged. It's the sound of the
Unplugged.
piano
Yeah,
as it
unplugged.
should be. Yeah.
Literally.
Only if we need a little mic. So, and Nduduzo, for example, he loves to do some chanting and whispering. So we set up one microphone for him to hear, because that's part of the atmosphere that he puts into the show. Yo, and it was amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Kofi FM, we are
Yeah.
speaking to South African musical maestro Carlo Mobele for today's edition of our weekly feature, Our Africa. And, we've been reflecting him and I on the Wits Standard Bank Piano Festival, which was held recently, in fact, at the Wits Chris Seabrook Music Hall in Johannesburg. Now, Carlo, you are officially headed to, the Journey to Jazz Festival in Prince Albert, an event known
Oh,
for its deep storytelling and celebration of the South African jazz traditions. What can our
Yeah.
audience there expect from you?
Well, I like I said, I am genreless in the way that I approach music. I didn't, the strange thing about the way that I learned music was, I learned, I did theory in high school and things, but my main way of learning was when I would go into the forests. I would analyze how the birds looped. I listened to the insects. I'd listen to the way the intensity of the wind on the leaves. I learned it. I learned composition in a crazy way, and that's how I learned it. As I studied it, and people say that my music it doesn't have a traditional South African sound, but I can tell you now, my music is really South African, because when I hear a Hardy Dar in Johannesburg and I compose a piece of music
Yeah.
because I'm inspired by a Hardy Dar, how more South African is that? But
Truly.
you can't put a genre on it. And I'm always trying to push the boundaries for myself. And that's the way that I play. So if people know, without being sounding arrogant or anything, the way that I approach it is that if you need a bass player, don't call me. But if you need Carlo Mobele to play bass for you, then give me a call. Does that make sense?
Love that. I love that.
Yeah. If you need a guitar player, don't call Pat Metheny. But if you need Pat Metheny to play guitar for you, call Pat Metheny. Because people have got certain sounds, certain way that they have developed their voices, and that voice is coming from a deep place inside, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I approach my compositions in the same way. My compositions all come out of the way that I play bass. And what's happened over the years is I write my music. I hear the music. I hear a melody. I sit at the piano, I try to figure out, but I sit at the bass, and then the composition comes out. And because of the composition, the way it comes out, I learn to play the bass in that style. And it's usually a little bit harder, so I have to lift my plane up. And because my plane gets lifted up, my composition evolves in a different way. So my composition and my plane always evolves. It's so important for musicians to compose, because you develop your voice and your style through composition. People don't remember the great composer Beethoven because he was such a great pianist. Do you
Yeah.
understand that? People remember you through your compositions as well. That is the key thing here, is the composition. So all people, everyone needs to compose music, and you can only learn it by sitting down and doing it. So what people can expect is, I'm coming down with a quintet of drums: Justin Barnhorst, a great trumpet player, Marcus Wyatt. We've been working together for many years. Mark Fransman on bass clarinets and alto flute. And my daughter Maria Mombelli, she's going to be playing. She's singing mainly, and there's some pieces that she's going to play on the piano as well. So she's in on it's she, so she's got a style as well. And so
Yeah.
it's quite a so there's no But most of the time, it's just voice. So I'm holding the whole thing together in my way of playing. So I solo very little. I just play all these harmonies on the bass.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I'm listening to you speak now, and I'm just thinking about how the Karoo is such a unique atmosphere, you know, that often inspires musicians in unexpected ways. Mm. So I'm looking forward to what comes out, you know, when we see you there. I mean, the big sky of the Karoo.
I am so looking forward.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we can go on forever. But of course, looking beyond these two festivals, Carlo, you know, any interesting projects or collaborations after that you're excited about? What's next for Carlo?
All right. So what's next for Carlo? I'm coming. All right. So besides the festival and the Karoo, I'm playing at the Jazz and the Lights as well. And a week later, I'm actually performing, I think it's the 26th of April, at the Star Theatre with the band in Cape Town. So people in Cape Town can look out for me there with the same band. And that band's called The Prisoners of Strange, Edition 2.
Mm.
The story of The Prisoners of Strange means that because I hear things maybe in a different way, sometimes people think that they put you in this cupboard of their perception of what strange really means. Whereas so I'm a prisoner sometimes of that. That is where that title comes from. But then I've got another project where I'm working with these three, and we just played 2 weeks ago in Bern at a festival in Bern. I've got a project called In the End We All Belong with a percussion player from Germany, Siegfried Kutterer. He's a composer, and he worked in Switzerland in the Avant-Garde Festival for many years. He's retired now, but he worked with, I don't know if you know who Berlioz is, and Irkam. You know, the start of modern electronic classical music at the same time that Ornette Coleman and all of them were starting things, was happening in Cologne in Germany and in Paris at a place called Irkam, started with Boulez and with Stockhausen. Mm. And this musician happened to be playing with Stockhausen and with Boulez in the opening of this event. And he's been collecting gongs. I'm not talking about gongs this size. It won't fit on this TV screen. I'm talking about massive gongs.
Yeah.
Many. He's written all this music for gongs. And he's got this other percussion, his friend, Dennis Kuhn, also a Swiss person, who plays for the Ensemble Modern, a very famous German modern classical music
ensemble.
And he also was in the band of Carlisle and Stockhouse, and so it's him. And there's another, so three crazy percussion players playing vibraphones and gongs. Can you imagine? It's music for vibraphones and gongs.
Incredible and sound.
I've never seen so many gongs in my life. It's like a gong shop. All right. And they heard my music and they said, yo, they love the soul of my music. How can they connect it? So I said, oh, I don't know how we're going to do that, but that one works with me. So what I did is I went the gym percussion player actually is on. So I went there in December. I said, all right, let's take one of your pieces, 45 minutes long. Let's put it down on Logic and let's listen to it. And then I said, there's a loop. Now you're going to loop this section. And then I took one of my pieces and I found which pieces could fit over this crazy loop that's happening. And then I'm playing on top of this loop. And then, and that's how we built this 1 hour program with their loops going in the background, my music superimposed on top.
Wow.
And I wrote some extra music after listening to it. I wrote some extra compositions that I've got voice. I've got Gabisela Matuba. Matuba played, he's singing, she came with us.
Yes.
In Switzerland, we had Kesi Van Naidoo on drums. In South Africa, we're going to have Spalelo Mosobuko playing drums. And we're going to be in South Africa in June. We're going to play at the Makanda Festival.
Yeah.
We're doing a concert at Wits and we're playing in Cape Town at the Star Theatre. So look out for that. That is like, you want to see something different? Can I tell you something? There's a festival in Norway. It is a festival in Kristiansand called On the Edge of Wrong. Where did they get that name? Someone asked me in an interview, tell me, Carlo Mombelli, how do you approach your music? How do you play? So I don't know why, but I just for some reason said, I play on the edge of wrong. It's not wrong, but it's on the edge. And then they saw this, heard this in Norway, and they wrote to me and they said, it just heard me say this. Can they please name their festival after what I said, on the edge of wrong? I said, yeah, sure. And they said, and they will invite me to the opening festival as a special guest because I named this festival. So that's what I kind of do. So I like to play in projects like that. And I'm doing a new recording in September in Europe. I was busy trying to write music for that with, like, I'm not going to say who I'm playing with, but it's like the A-Team.
Okay.
Amazing musicians. I'm very excited about that. And at the same time, I'm head of the department at Wits Music, trying to make things happen there. And things are happening. We've got amazing students.
Yeah,
we've got an orchestra. I run every Tuesday night at the Wits Theatre in the foyer. I run a jam session, which I have called the Lab of Learning.
Oh, wow.
You come there, there's a little opening band always. You put your name in the book, your name, your style, your genre, that I can just see something, where you're coming from,
right,
and what you want to play. And then I curate it. I get three opera singers that prepare something. They come up and they sing opera. And then I see, there's a great student drummer here, and then I put the drummer up suddenly with these three opera singers, and then I see some djembe guys walking, and then they're playing djembe with the opera, and I'm putting all these combinations together that you'd never think. It's like there's this palette, and we're just painting.
And
it gets pretty wild.
Oh,
and it's open all genres, any level. It's the Lab of Learning. No one's judging you. You come up. If you maybe wasn't as great as it, we'll make you feel like a superstar. But I know that next week you're going to come back inspired and you're going to want to be better.
Oh, thank you so much for this incredible work that you do. Carlo, you know, I'm so honored to have this conversation with you, and I can carry on forever because I think you're just this wonderful, tapestry.
This could go on for 3 hours, what you mean? Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have 3 hours. But what I will promise, let's do this. When we get together at Prince Albert, you and I will carry on for 3 hours.
Are you going to be down there?
And beyond. Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's great.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Fantastic. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Of course. Carla, it's been a fantastic, absolute pleasure, you know, having you on the KJazz Show, of course. And your work continues, you know, to inspire and redefine what is possible in jazz. And of course, we look forward to seeing you at the, like I said, you know, Journey to Jazz, at the Jazz in the Lights. And of course, when you come back for the tour, you know, after this, round of things and all these wonderful things that are, you know, that we've set out here. In fact, during this, during this conversation. And of course, I can't wait to have you back. You know, we can talk about everything else. And since then, you know.
Okay. It was absolutely a pleasure talking to you. I mean, you really just inspired me and took me into different directions. I thought, where are we going now? And it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Of course, his name is Carlo Mombelli. He's a bassist, composer, and educator, and he had joined us this Sunday, you know, for Our Africa, and he was on the KJazz Show.